It will be the day after he makes his job creation speech to a joint session of Congress, and he is scheduled to talk at the university's Robbins Center at 11:35 tomorrow morning.
The Robbins Center can hold around 9,000 people.
Brian Eckert at the University of Richmond.
We are estimating, along with the people from the White House, that there will be enough tickets for anyone to attend who wants to get in.
But you must get the tickets this afternoon.
The president's speech is free and open to the public, but tickets are required by each person for admission. The public can pick up tickets on campus at the Modlin Center for the Arts, which is located at 50 Crenshaw Way on campus.
Again, that's 50 Crenshaw Way for those navigating with GPS. And if you're not familiar with the campus, that could be helpful.
That is today from 3 to 6 p.m. University of Richmond students, faculty, and staff will have a separate ticket pickup location and time.
And you may want to bring an umbrella.
Still heavy rain off and on, the last that I've seen. And so standing in line for a ticket outside could be a wet thing to do.
Assuming you have tickets in hand, getting to the Robbins Center tomorrow morning will still be a challenge.
We are telling people there will be no reasonable chance at getting a parking space on campus. The university is open. Classes are being held. More than 3,000 students reside on campus. Faculty and staff will all be here anyway, and there is a very slim chance of finding any parking at all on campus.
The university is offering free shuttle buses for ticket holders beginning at 6:30 tomorrow morning from City Stadium and the university's downtown campus at 626 East Broad. And GRTC bus number 16 runs a scheduled route to campus. And one other thing.
Umbrellas will not be allowed into the Robbins Center, nor will backpacks. Any electronic devices that people bring with them will have to be demonstrated to security at the door that they are working, or they will not be allowed into the arena.
It is not the first time a sitting president has been on campus. George H.W. Bush debated Bill Clinton here in 1992 and famously looked at his watch in the middle of the debate. And former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev was here for a lecture in the mid-90s. And former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher came in 2005 to lecture at the Jepson School. As to why President Obama chose the University of Richmond?
The White House staff approached the university about holding this event here in Richmond at our campus. And they have not told us the reason why, but having worked here and enjoyed being here as long as I have, who would not want to have an event like this at a great facility like the University of Richmond?
Brian Eckert is Director of Media and Public Relations at the University. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.